Dalia Kabha is a journalist working for Watan, a popular Palestinian news channel in occupied West Bank. Today she's covering a protest being held by lawyers over a salary dispute. She believes she wouldn't be doing what she loves most if it hadn't been for her idol, Shireen Abu Akleh.
She was superior in her knowledge and bravery, never scared to tell the Palestinian story anywhere, at any time. Continuing her work helps build our confidence as female journalists in revealing the truth and without fearing the Israeli occupation.
Saleh Masharqa, a lecturer at Birzeit University, remembers Shireen fondly. He says her humility and passion for the job was the reason why she helped others find their career path.
Shireen supported young aspiring female journalists. She was an example for Palestinian women in a tough industry. Women working as reporters was frowned upon. Shireen changed that. She covered wars just like male colleagues. Even after her death, Palestinians understood her message on women's rights.
The veteran journalist appeared on television screens in Palestinian homes and across the region. Every one of these students studying in their final year at university remembers their first memories of Shireen on air.
She wasn't just an icon, she was more of a teacher to us. We used to study her news reports, and when we were kids, we would stand in front of the mirror and repeat her sign-off, where she would say, Shireen Abu Akleh, Al Jazeera, Palestine.
Shireen's journalism was used in our classes so we could follow in her footsteps. She exposed the truth on the occupation.
To these students, Shireen wasn't only a journalist, but a familiar face watched by generations. Her reporting played a huge role in influencing their decision to study journalism.
Birzeit University is almost 100 years old, a Palestinian establishment that was co-founded by Nabiha Nasser, an activist for women's rights. Not only did Shireen Abu Akleh study here recently, but she also taught journalism before joining Al Jazeera.
Many Palestinian journalists believe that Israel may have wanted to silence Shireen Abu Akleh, but they say, if anything, it's made them more determined and even empowered to continue her legacy. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Birzeit University, Occupied West Bank.